2023 Prophetic School is here. It's a place where you hear God's voice clearly. So, get set for an encounter. Ministry, Pastor Benga Shafe, be blessed as you listen.
The prophetic anointing and the healing ministry. The first thing I want to share with you here is that, in my opinion, I began to understand why in Joel chapter 2, verse 28, when the Lord prophesied and, you know, spoke through Joel, and he said that his spirit will come upon all flesh and his sons and daughters will prophesy. Now, so there were three items mentioned. It spoke about prophecy, spoke about vision, spoke about dream. These three items are prophetic operations. So, I've just wondered, so what happened to healing ministry? What happens to faith? What happens to the working of miracles and other gift of the spirit? And then it occurred to me sometime last year that through the gift of the prophetic, you can operate every other gift of every other nine gifts. All right? You can operate every other nine gift of the Spirit. Apart from the main prophetic gift, you can press into the healing anointing. You can press into the working of miracles. You will find Elisha releasing his anointing and bringing back an axe head that fell into the river. That was a miracle. All right, you could also find the prophets of old operating in the raising of the dead. Now, the raising of dead is falls under the gift of faith. It's a special kind of miracle. All right, it's a special kind of miracle. It's in a class of its own. All right, so you can, through the prophetic gift, you can operate diverse tongues and interpretation. In fact, the moment you have diverse tongues and interpretation, it is equal to prophecy. Diverse tongues and interpretation is equal to prophecy. Then you can, through the operation of the descending of spirit or the gift of the word of knowledge, you can operate the gifts of healing. All right? Over time, I've been able to observe that there are certain kinds of ailments that I seem to have greater success with than others. All right? You can grow your faith to the point where you are able to channel the anointing in the prophetic into other areas. And this is very possible. You will find that in the book of Acts chapter 14 and from verse 9, Apostle Paul was preaching in a crusade. And while he was preaching, you know, and teaching, he observed, the scripture used the word perceive. The word perceive is where you get perception. That word perception is what is used to describe the revelation gift of word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirit, because they operate basically by perception. All right? So Paul perceived that this man had faith to be healed. You see, he perceived. He didn't ask the man if he had faith to be healed. You see, he perceived. And in the prophetic, we flow by perceptions. All right? So I remember one of our Sunday service, this was like sometime early last year, you know, we had a woman who had come to church, an elderly woman with her children, and she was on walking, she was using some crutches. All right? And while I was ministering, after the message, I saw a vision. It was a closed vision. All right? It was not a trance. It was not an open vision. It was a close. I saw it with my spirit eyes. And I saw myself walking up to her and asking her, do you want to be healed? And she said, yes. So, and I saw her walking. So I just acted out what I saw. All right. That vision was displayed within my mind's eye, but it was very vivid. It was real. So I walked up to the woman. This was during a live service, you know, we were on Facebook Live. So there was no gambling about it. You know, it's either it's going to happen or it's not going to happen. You know, and I said to her, I said, Mama, I spoke to her in Yoruba and I said, Mama, how long have you been like this? Oh, she said it's like, you know, it's been a while. Doctor is saying she has to use the crutches. And I asked the woman and I said, would you like to walk now? And she said, yes. So now I'm going to say this and I want you to catch this. When ministering to somebody who has a condition that is severe, if you pray for too long, you will destroy your own faith. Oh my God. If you heard what I just said now, I want you to type you. I hear you. If you, let me explain what I'm saying again. In the bid to say you are praying, you know, extensively for that person, your own faith might become destroyed. Because you will start from the point of, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Then you begin to cast out devils, and then later the devil starts casting you out. Because the more you are praying for that person, you are noticing that nothing is really changing. So, but I like to apply the model of Peter at the beautiful gate, where when Peter ministered to that man that was crippled for, I think, 38 years. And believe me, 38 years is enough time to get a PhD if you went to a schooling. Regardless of the hassle strike, you would have been a professor, maybe like getting close to an associate professor, if you are lucky, you know. But you have a PhD, enough time to save a life or destroy one. So when Peter ministered to him, and I need you to understand how this thing works. You have this ability, this anointing is upon you, it's on the inside of you. Look at the words that Peter used. He said, what I have, I'm giving to you. That is a level of faith that triggers the anointing. Don't go praying for somebody that needs healing. Even when the Lord has told you, I want to heal this person, you are not going there, you are pushing the person's head, trying to encourage yourself. You don't need that. The moment you do that, Satan will play that game with you, and you will start noticing the woman may start complaining of more pains or the other. All right? So you pray and a very short prayer. Please understand what I'm saying. If there is any prayer you should have prayed in terms of extensive prayers, you do that when you are alone. Go and check everywhere that Jesus ministered people who had severe conditions. He never stayed there crying or shouting. Go and check Paul. Go and check, Peter. Go and check Elijah. They never spent so much time like that, you know. And I'm trying to give you the secret. The secret to operating the healing anointing is to, first of all, preserve the faith that is in your heart. The moment you start going there and you are trying to force something to happen, you see, whether the miracle is going to happen, it's going to happen. If it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen. You don't need to sweat it, all right? So in the particular case of this woman that came to church on his son in a, you know, our church at Maryland, the moment I said to her, Mama, do you want to be healed? And she said, yes. And I held her hand and I said, follow me. And then we started to walk around the auditorium while the service was on. And then after I walked around with her, then I said, Mama, it's your turn now. Walk alone. And for the first time, that wonderful woman started walking on her own. And she has never gone back to those crutches. All right? It was my faith I used for her. But regardless, before that, I had seen a vision while I was ministering on the altar. I saw myself ministering to her and I saw her become healed. And that miracle happened instantly For those who are in church, maybe that time last year, you are here now, you probably remember that particular day. All right, and she was healed. I'm sure she didn't even expect that she could be healed that day. There are other people I have prayed for and they didn't get healed. All right, they didn't get healed. All right, but what's the connection I'm trying to make here is that the story for that woman started when I had a vision. So there could be a very strong connection between the prophetic and the healing ministry. All right, like in the story I was sharing with you about Apostle Paul, he was teaching and then he saw that man and he perceived that man had faith to be healed. There is no way on earth that Paul would have been able to see the mind of that man. The man was not the only one there. Probably because of his condition, they would have kept him in another corner, you know, where people, you know, who are sick will be kept, you know. But for some reason, Paul was able to see, and it was a prophetic grace. He was able to see that this man is ready. All right, and the man got up and was healed. Praise God. All right, so you can use the gift of the word of knowledge to identify sicknesses, disease, and you are able to minister and deal with those issues, and the people will be healed on the strength of that particular ministry. All right, and most of the healings that have come from our own ministry, many of them have come this way through the manifestation of the gift of the word of knowledge. And if you have that gift, or you are already operating in a measure of it, I want you to trust the Lord. And possibly when we come tomorrow, we are going to take some time, maybe like 20, 30 minutes. We are going to pray in the spirit and just try to activate and just, you know, begin to piece together some of these operations by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So you can operate the healing ministry through the gift of the word of knowledge. All right. Through the you just said to somebody, the Lord said to me that you are going to be healed, and then you speak to the person and say, based on this prophetic word, in the name of Jesus, rise up and begin to walk. All right. And it's going to happen exactly the way you know, you have said. I remember I was preaching a meeting. This must have been like 3 years ago. I traveled to a particular city and I felt inclined to minister to people who had problems with their bones. If you had a bone problem, or you couldn't walk well because you had a bone problem. So I asked all of them to come out and I prayed for every one of them. But I remember, you know, they called me later after I got back to Lagos, you know, several months after, there was a lady who had come back to the church to share a testimony about that particular day. You know, she had come out to stand in for her own mother. You see, she came out to stand in for her own mother. But you see, I was praying as I was laying hands and praying. There were people on that prayer line that I also realized that I knew. So I prayed for them very well. You know, Father, this person must be healed. She must be healed. But I didn't know this lady. I didn't. If I see her now, I don't know her. And later I got a call from that church that, you know, a testimony had happened. This was several months after I left. The lady just came back and shared the testimony that when Pastor Benga was here, he prayed for those who had bone problems. And I came out, I stood in for my mom. My mom has not been able to walk for a while. And after the prayer, I got home and I met my mom already standing, sweeping, cooking to the glory of God. You understand what I'm saying? So if you are operating the word of knowledge, I want you to trust the Lord for this connection. Okay? Because most times when people know you are able to prophesy, most likely they are also expecting that you are able to heal the sick. There just seems to be a kind of expectation where people feel if you can do this, then you should be able to do that. So I want you to grow your faith, not only in the area of knowing other aspects of people's lives, but being able to minister prophetically to people and they receiving their healing. Praise God. All right. The other aspect here that I want to stress out here is that when you are, the good thing about the word of knowledge is that, and healing is that, when you are operating the word of knowledge, and the root cause of the sickness that that person is dealing with is as a result of a curse. Maybe there's a curse that was placed on that person. Or maybe it's a foundational problem, something that is in the bloodline. Or maybe it is as a result of witchcraft. Simply praying for that person is not going to solve that person's problem. All right? Simply praying for that person is not going to solve that person's problem. So you need to operate in the revelation gifts to track down the problem, and then you'll be able to address it properly or adequately. Okay? So this is one of the reasons why you need to operate the gifts of word of knowledge, especially when you are trying to minister healing to people. Okay? Also, we need to talk about the discerning of spirits. Okay? The discerning of spirits takes this operation like 5 steps further. So what am I saying here? Why the person operating the gift of the word of knowledge might discern or may know in his inner witness or through his knower, it discerns what the problem is. The brother or the sister operating in the discerning of spirit will see the spirit. We'll see the spirit. You know, sometimes somebody say, Pastor, I don't know why I'm always, I can't get my mind straight. I can't really focus. I'm always lost in, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. By the time you begin to pray, I remember a particular incident where as the prayer started, you know, I just, in between, I dozed off. And then I saw a huge dog standing. It's as if you're lying on the floor and a dog is standing over your head. And then I opened my eyes and I knew immediately that this particular problem had gone beyond just lusting. You know, it had developed a spiritual dimension in which a spirit was now involved in the matter. So you need to cast out the spirit of immorality before that person can be truly free. If not, you'll just be giving him spiritual paracetamol, but he will keep having relapses. All right. So the gift of discerning of spirit is also very important, because there are some spirits that know how to masquerade. They can hide. They know how to hide. They can make a mess of a pastor or of a prayer warrior, because you just keep praying and you are not seeing anything. You are not. You just keep wondering why, you know, this person is not getting healed. So I remember Papa Egan said that there was someone they needed to minister to, and the issue had prolonged for a while. So by the time they invited him to get involved, he just decided, look, instead of binding and losing, let's first of all seek the face of God to know what exactly the problem is. So that's what he did. He spent about, I think, 2 hours praying in tongues. You see, this issue of praying in tongues, you will continue to hear it, because there's a believer's dimension to praying in tongues. There's also the ministerial aspect. where you are praying in tongues to sharpen your ability to hear. You are sharpening your ability to discern. And that is what I use tongues for, basically. So you need to understand that you can actually ask the Lord and trust Him. Because if you want to minister to somebody who has a spiritual problem, you can't minister to that person in the flesh. That's why God has given us all these gifts. All right? So you need to be able to trust the Lord for open eyes and open ears so that you are able to discern accurately, regardless of what somebody is saying. And let me just add this. When Paul was, you know, having that encounter with that lady with a false prophetic anointing, spirit of divination, and let me also tell you that the spirit of divination is a serpentine spirit. It's a serpentine spirit. All right? And there's a particular church. I won't mention the name of that church, but it's very popular here in Nigeria, where the founder of the church said he saw a serpent, he saw a monkey, he saw different animals while he was praying in the bush, in the forest, and that's how he got his calling to ministry. The serpent is a false spirit of the prophetic. It's a spirit of divination. In fact, if you read that story in the book of Acts, some versions say she was possessed by a serpentine spirit, the spirit of a serpent. Other versions say the spirit of divination. So these are you cannot go to war, and these are the people you want to fight with, and you are not harmed. So you how do we begin to process these type of transactions? Number one is that you must concentrate your eyes. You must concentrate your eyes. Both your mental and your physical eyes. Your physical eyes, you have to concentrate them. You know, to choose what you can look at and what you cannot look at. In terms of the prophetic, I found that, and I think maybe this applies generally, I found that prophets who enjoy singing secular songs and they know all the lyrics, they easily get corrupted. All right? So if you are always the kind that likes, you know, secular music, especially by popular artists, and you forget that songs are spirits, so your gift can be easily corrupted. You cannot tell me, for any reason, I'm going to listen to you, that you belong to the music team of your church, but you prefer to use some of these secular musicians to train your voice, for voice training. As far as I'm concerned, the gift is already getting corrupted. All right? So you need to concentrate your eyes. And you also need to concentrate your ears. And continually, you do it on a consistent basis, as often as you can. Begin to concentrate your ears, especially if you know you are going to be ministering or you are going to the marketplace. When I say the marketplace now, your business, your office, you know, if you are going to be doing that, then you need to be very, very sensitive, because apart from the church space, you'll find the highest number of devils at the marketplace. So how do you know who is who? How do you know who is who? All right? So while I was working at the bank, it was not strange knowledge to have very big managers, our very influential people within the system who used to come to the office with charms. All right? But of course, they are wearing a suit on it. So you never know. Some of them come in and they always want to shake you and hug you. And you have told everybody publicly and on your status that you are a hugger. And then they hug everything away. All right? But the fire that should be burning in your life and in your spirit should be such that Anybody who touches you will be the one that will be stained. Stained with the fire you are carrying. All right? Stained with the anointing that you are carrying. So these are serious matters. So the Lord will help you in the name of, and I want you to please desire this, because listen to me. As long as people and nations continue to deviate from the Lord, and they are making new laws and doing all kinds of things, you know, just to kick God out of the system, one of the things you are going to find that will be prevalent will be afflictions, will be sicknesses and disease. So you will need to be equipped. And I'm saying this, you don't even have to be a prophet, but you can walk in these things. And this aspect of healing, it's one of the things I noticed immediately when I gave my life to Christ. I wasn't even speaking in tongues when I started operating in the healing anointing. So I want to encourage everyone listening to me now, you can heal the sick. But I just gave you the secret. Don't go there and you are sweating unnecessarily because, excuse me, your tender faith can be crushed. All right? Your tender faith can be crushed. So you go there and rebuke. The scripture says Jesus rebuked them by the word. So instead of going to spend 3 hours casting out a devil, spend 3 hours of your personal time scabashing, praying in tongues. Don't do that, and then they begin to label you a deliverance minister. There's nothing wrong with being a deliverance minister, but most times it seems to me that if you're a deliverance minister, you are just someone that really never gets results. That's the impression I create. So there's a difference between a prayer champion and a prayer warrior. You just worry in the place of prayer. All right? So the whole world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And that includes deliverance from sickness. Let's not accept that verdict that, oh, she's falling sick because she's now 60 years of age. No. Or daddy is falling sick now because he's 70 years. He said, with long life, I will satisfy you and I will show you my covenant. Part of the covenant over your life is health. And I find that most people who have struggled with their health over time are usually eventually blessed with a healing ministry. So if you are listening to me now and you've struggled with your health, you've had so many challenges, listen to me. There's a healing anointing over your life, especially if you have an inclination to ministry. There's a healing anointing. And that's why Satan is fighting you in the area of your health. So today, in the name of Jesus, you rise above that shackle in the name of Jesus. From today, now, Calibra Tuzia, you rise above the shackle of sickness. You cannot operate in the prophetic if you are always held bound. From today, you are not permitted to minister to people, and then you go back and you begin to weep in your room. Because the anointing will work in you first, and then it will flow through you to bless others. Therefore, every shackle of sickness is hereby broken completely. Oh, there's somebody here, you have always experiencing what we call the shortness of breath. If you're that person, I want you to post on the chat room, you're always experiencing shortness. Sometimes it comes and it goes, shortness of breath. Now, I want to speak to that thing because the Lord has identified that problem. In the name of Jesus, you are set free completely. Oh, Ralima Satalia Riparia Kasala. That shortness of breath is gone completely, decimated, destroyed. Now, in the name of Jesus, we exercise dominion power over sickness and affliction from today. Rekazi Belatoria Naksala. Nariba Lukurte Sialimaratalia. I command the shortness of breath to go forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, be delivered. Garabali masonta liga barandeli kezola delia. The doctor said to you, and they even made you believe it. They said you have something that's called hormonal imbalance. Listen to me, the devil is a liar. God is not your doctor. Jesus came to set the captives free. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, we stretch the rod of healing over you, for there is a balm in Gilead. Therefore, be delivered in the name of Jesus. Be delivered in the name of Jesus. Oh, lebari das ligara mando lubazia. Listen to me. You are going to get up now. You are going to stretch your body, and you are going to do what you couldn't do before, and see that pain go instantly. If you add that shortness of breath, I want you to take a deep breath now and experience instant freedom in the name of God. That pain that is around your waist right now will disappear instantly. I want you to get up and shake your body. Shake it vigorously, because the healing power of God is flowing there now, and you are healed instantly. Today's for instant healing. So go ahead and check your bodies. There's I'm seeing someone, there's something about your left eye and some kind of pain. But the Lord is addressing it right now. The Lord is addressing it right now. Every pain around your eye region, now the Lord is touching that eyes, those set of eyes. Ah, ye Zakaya, ye Zakai Lukorata. In fact, there's somebody here, your parents, one of your parents has this particular condition, some kind of condition with the eyes. But the Lord is touching you, using you as a point of contact, and is touching, you know, your mom now in the name of Jesus, and you are getting your deliverance. Your mom is healed, and your father is healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabalene Korde. I'm looking into somebody's home, and I'm seeing a stash of drugs belonging to your mom that she has to always, you know, take. She always has to use these drugs. But today, in the name of Jesus, since you are here now, since you are here now representing your mom is delivered completely from those stash of drugs. Whatever is wrong in her body now is fixed completely. In the name of Jesus, she's going to sleep tonight, and she's going to wake up tomorrow a brand new person. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That pain around your kneecap, somebody out there, there's a pain around your kneecap. Now I want you to get up and stretch that kneecap now, because the Lord is healing, that is touching it right now, right now, right now. The devil is a liar. The devil is trying to tell you that pain is not going to go away, but the devil is a liar. You are going to be healed right now. You are going to be healed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to bless the Lord. If you have your keypad there, just use your fingers and begin to bless the Lord and begin to magnify him. Thank him for your healing. Thank him for the release of the healing anointing that will begin to flow through you to bless people around you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.